Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio.
Wait.
All right, I think we're on.
Yeah. Did we get all the noises out of the way?
We got the beep.
Great.
And we got this.
Wait for the beep.
Amazing. Great.
Wow, we're on. Awesome.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay. What's up?
Nothing.
We got some good stories this week for you.
Do we?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you have?
We got human breast milk ice cream is all the rage in the UK.
You know what? I read that same story. I also got Charlie Sheen. Need I say more?
Oh, wow. We could do a whole show on him, I
think. Totally. We could.
We've got Girl Scouts feared being arrested by selling cookies and also people fighting for them.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
More on that in the weird news.
We got a Ciara Rihanna feud on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Don't forget behind your couch for alligators. More on that in the weird news.
And to finish up for the hot topics, we got Kathy Lee eating dog food on the Today Show.
Ew. All right.
All coming up on today's Derek and Kay Show, today at 4.
Let's hit it. Yeah,
let's
earlier.
Do it.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Who ain't my bitch, nigga? Buy your own damn fries.
I love a good gay time.
Well, you are really dumb, for real.
I'm in this crutch. Can you please help me?
Stop beating that.
Hey, gorgeous.
Follow your intuition.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
I am
Derek and Kay Show. And I am Shaquanda.
There's Kay.
And welcome to today's Derek and Kay Show. Today, in a special time. 4 p.m.
Time. That's right.
Well, it's a new time.
Well, it's not. Yeah, we're not switching time.
It's a very special Derek and Kay Show.
Switch time, yeah.
Well, I have. Am I off now?
Oh, you're on. You're good.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's the
a little
can,
slipping
maybe.
There.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
I can hear myself like barely
should be
at
good.
All.
Today is February 27th,
yes.
2011.
One day left in February. Turn my cans up like a lot.
Yeah,
I can't
how
hear
you doing over
that?
You can't hear yourself at all now?
Yeah, no. Oh, this is much better.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, much better.
All right, we're good.
Yes, it's February 27th. There is one day left in Black History Month.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, you can email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. Become a fan on Facebook. That's a new one.
Oh,
you don't have
Facebook.
A sound for that.
That's
one.
I don't have a sound for that. I'll just give it a ding.
Call us live.
You caught me off guard.
When we're on at 661-467-2416. And we don't mention, but we should mention, that you can listen to any of our old archive shows anytime.
That's right. That's a good thing to mention.
24/7.
That's right.
And you can secure... You can subscribe on iTunes and listen to our show on the go.
Yeah.
Just don't listen
podcast.
To that first show. Maybe listen
that
to that first show
wreck.
If you want to
it
laugh.
It was really bad, yeah.
It was terrible. But speaking of train wreck and all that business, I just want to address some things that a listener addressed to
oh,
us
yeah.
last week about the beep.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to... We wanna roll back the curtain a little bit
really
and let
strange.
You know what happens backstage here at the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah,
so
this is good.
Before we start, we get a countdown,
yeah,
and it says your show will start live in 5 seconds.
That's right, yeah.
And before, she just said Blog Talk Radio, and then we were allowed to start the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, there
like
it
that.
Is,
yeah.
There it is. But so here's actually a little bit of our show without the beep. if I can find it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I've got a clip of our show without the beep and then with the beep and see how
that... Oh, contrast.
Yes, and that's why we were very confused.
Okay, yeah. This is good because I never know. I feel like I'm a crazy one.
No, we're not crazy. Okay. We got some things wrong, by the way. Okay, here's our show without the beep, beginning of our show without the beep.
Cool.
Here we go.
All right.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Log Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
And we start talking.
All right, yeah,
and that's
cool.
The beginning of our show, right?
Not thrown at all there. We
not
just
thrown at
went
all.
Right into it.
Right. And here is, that was, I wanted to say that was January 30th.
Okay.
That was the last week that we did not have the beep. So the next show that
that's
we
really
did was the 6th of February. Is that right?
I can't remember.
I think so.
It sounds right.
This time we got really thrown off by the beep. Here it is.
Yeah.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
Hey, Derek.
What's going on?
Did we jump the gun?
I don't know. I heard a beep, and I don't normally hear a beep.
I don't really
hear
a beep.
Yeah, so it was confusing.
So we were very confused.
Yeah.
And we think there's two Blog Talk Radios happening in between the beeps, but that's or on the east
that
side of the
happened.
Beep. It's never happened. We're
and
just making
that. And did it ever happen in order that it did this?
Nope.
And then it did the beep?
No, it was the same every time, but we were confused.
Oh.
Okay. Wait, and here is last week. This is why we were confused. I just spit all over the microphone.
That's okay. It's got a little cover there.
Let's see. I gotta wait for the beep. Oh, this is like pre-show. Oh, hold on. Let's fast forward this a little bit.
Wait.
Oh, hello. Commercial again. The crazy calls.
Funny, though. Oh, I got one notification. Julie Mack, your status.
Oh, yeah. Notification. Oh, we gotta wait.
The one about the show? It's a little behind the scenes here.
Yeah, it's a little behind the scenes of the Derek and Kay show.
Gotta do a rehearsal with someone tonight. So that means we'll probably have one listener. Live.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad, everyone.
Tom won't be listening.
Nope.
Your show will go live
in
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, there's the beep.
Hey.
Talk Radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't understand how that works.
You know what? That's when we went off on a rant.
Wait.
And that is why we had the beep rant twice.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't want to get into it too much. I don't want to talk about the beep. But so you're saying that was the same from last week, from the week before?
It was the same every time.
It was the same every time once they started the beep.
Yeah, it was Log Talk Radio.
Okay.
But there's a 2-second delay between beep and...
right, yeah.
Log Talk Radio.
And that, exactly.
Jeez, okay.
Whenever I hear that noise, I get panicked because sometimes that means we're not on the air.
I know. I worried about putting that on the soundboard because when we're used to hearing that and like bad stuff is happening.
Do you know what that's like? That's like having like police siren sounds and then you're in the car.
Yeah, you're right.
Listening to something and you freak out.
Wow. Okay, so that's what happens then.
So
it beeps? So it must mean like that the beep is like the beginning of the broadcast and then it plays that. So that's
radio.
Part of the recording and then we're on.
So, yes.
Okay.
So
that's
they're
cool.
Taking away 4 seconds
of our
show.
That's true.
Yes.
They used to not be the way.
Yes. Mm. It used to start Blog Talk Radio, and then we used to start.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, now I understand.
You understand now?
I
so we were
I
making up all kinds of stuff saying that there was 2 Blog Talk radios.
And then
but
the beep
only
in between.
One.
No, I'm glad you looked into that because I had no idea. I really thought it was
different. It seemed like there were a lot, though.
Yeah.
It seemed like they
it
were
was
stepping
really confusing.
all over the place.
But then we had probably another show playing in the background or something really like that.
That happens
that
sometimes
happened
too.
Once.
I just noticed also that you clear your throat a lot before the show starts.
Yeah, I know that was that
a little,
was a good example.
Made
of that.
A little montage.
Oh, you did?
Minute until showtime.
That's a lot of silence too.
Yeah. I have missing ads.
There's a little panicking.
Missing ads. Oh, yeah. There we go. Is it 2?
Yeah, it's 2 so far.
Ooh, that's a good one.
This is one show, by the way. I think there's one more.
Nah.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. Is that four?
Yeah,
one
I think so.
Four.
Yeah.
I think I had a little something I had to like work out then.
I find it to be consistent with every show.
In the beginning? Did
yeah.
I do it this week? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
That's
I know
funny.
That there was tea making and things like that.
Yeah.
But I have one more thing to say.
Oh, okay.
There's one day left in Black History Month, okay? We didn't say anything. We didn't acknowledge it in any way. It's the coldest month of the year and also the shortest, which I don't know why it's Black History Month. I don't know if that's just a coincidence.
You're saying they're putting it's a dig on black people.
I'm thinking maybe a little bit of a dig.
Yeah.
But you know, and I know many of you Jeez. Don't know that I'm actually black, even though it's I guess hard to tell. I sound like a big old cracker here on the radio. But I actually am African American. Have been all my life. And I'm damn proud of it.
That's awesome. You know,
yeah, especially here in Boston when it's fun. I'm going to hang out in Southie later. It's going to be great.
You know, I didn't get any gifts this year.
You didn't for Black History Month?
I did not.
What do you normally get? Like some fried chicken or a watermelon pieces?
I don't know. We're supposed to.
I
didn't
do.
Know we're supposed to get gifts normally, but I didn't get anything this year.
Oh, me neither. And I got to say, I actually don't like watermelon.
No, you're not into that?
I don't.
That's just, what's
I don't
up with
like
that
any
stereotype?
Of the melons, actually. I don't know. But I don't know. It's fun to be black. It's good. I'm not going to get wrinkled.
Oh, that's true, right?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Black don't crack.
Oh, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Oh, I never understood that.
Yeah. Not going to get wrinkled.
That's pretty great.
Pretty sure I'm not going to get skin cancer.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but people always assume I have bad credit.
You get, oh, that's not nice.
And
they
nice assume I'm
going to
steal stuff in Neiman Marcus. That's not fun.
What?
Yeah, but the hair's fun.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. But I got to say, you know, Black History Month, a good time, and I don't know, power to the people.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm getting at. Yeah.
My own damn
there
pride.
You go. There you go. Happy Black History Month to all the African Americans out there and everyone else. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And then you can say you have a black friend. You can say that.
Oh, I that's right.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's black.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what they say,
when
right?
When everybody tries to say anything to you, you'd be like, ah.
No,
this
I got
Derek
black
friends. Show. That's right. All right. I'm done with that bit.
It's pretty great, though.
Oh, dear. You know, it snowed this morning, and it wasn't like...
It did snow.
It wasn't like an annoying snow. It's like a pretty snow.
It's really pretty and big and puffy.
Yeah, it makes flaky. The trees look really nice.
Yeah, the trees are really pretty. I like that. That's good. It's only like 2 to 4 inches, and it doesn't really mess up the driving.
Yeah, it's great.
It looks nice.
Even though I didn't drive here today.
That's good.
I just took the bus.
Yeah.
I don't know. In honor of Black History Month, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Sat in front, too.
Sat in front. Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
In defiance.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Jeez.
What was I going to say? Oh, we
boy.
Have had 3,300 listens this month in
Has
February.
It total? Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
This is the highest it's been ever since we started broadcasting in September.
That's
so
great.
Please keep those listens coming. We love it, people.
Yeah, and tell some friends or tell people you like this. Say, check this out. They're kind of cool.
Yeah, say it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's the most professional, unprofessional show on the internet today.
That's right.
It's the Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
The Derek and Kay Show.
That's us, yeah.
That's right.
And it's true. We are the
we
most
are.
Professional, unprofessional.
Even with the beep.
Damn, beep.
Beep. So here's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Blog Talk Radio doesn't add anything new to the mix next week.
That would really throw things off.
Like, shouldn't they have sent us a message saying that, like...
They should have.
Hey, we're going to change the intro, and we're going to step on 4 minutes of your... Or 4 minutes. 4 seconds of your show with a beep.
Your broadcast will begin after a beep. I don't think there was an email about that.
There should have been.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we take a break?
We can take a break.
Come back with weird news?
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. We got Charlie Sheen. We got all kinds of... We got weird news. We got a... I don't know. Michael Douglas freaking out the paparazzi. We get all kinds of stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, it's great.
All right. Derek and Kay Show. We'll be right back.
All right.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Better come down here. Get some of this shit. You like to eat. America loves to eat.
So why not open up somewhere American to sit down, enjoy a meal, and get your feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, pay me, pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once I get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friend, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. That's the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
And as always, you can email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Call us when we're live on air at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply. And follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow.
I mixed it up there a little bit.
You can also become a fan on Facebook and subscribe on iTunes.
That's right.
Yes.
Do it. Do it today.
Do it. And please, please follow us on Twitter. I need someone to tweet me.
That's so cute.
Please follow us.
I like that. All right, I got some weird news.
I'm excited.
All right. A UK company is selling human breast milk ice cream.
I heard about this.
A London company offers unusual dessert, ice cream made with human breast milk. In the title again. Same thing.
You gotta start reading
this. I do read these. I read them all. This is the third time I read. So a trendy ice cream parlor named the Ice Creamiest says its Baby Gaga ice cream is sold out as soon as it launched on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Sold out?
Sold out.
So do you think people are actually eating it, or are taking it home and looking at it and daring people to eat it?
No, I think people are really eating it. The company is paid women to donate breast milk from online company. And it's all screened as if it would be with blood donations.
If you pay, is it a donation?
For the ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening in London.
I mean, it's time to callity. So
the ice.
If you give a product to someone and they pay for it, it's not a donation anymore, right?
Well, a lot of times a portion of that could be a donation. For example, the ice cream comes in a martini glass and it sells for £14, which is equivalent of $22.50. So
yeah,
that's pretty expensive for like a little dish of ice cream. I mean, yeah, I understand that that's a little bit more expensive to get the milk and all that. The owner, Matt O'Connor, who owns the company, says that that it's organic, free range, and totally natural. It's good
free
enough for our
range.
Kids.
Are they kidding me?
And good enough for our ice cream, he says.
I mean, what's not free range ice cream?
Yeah.
I mean, it's breast milk ice cream.
What do you think? You know what I was thinking about this. They should show the people who donated the milk.
Would that make it more or less appealing?
I think that would be a little bit more interesting angle to it.
It would be.
Like, there's Sally and, you know, different flavors. I actually have a clip. I don't know if you want to watch this. Watch a little bit of it here.
Is the lady, one of the ladies who donated?
No, they don't have that, but it's on the news here. Oops, that's still playing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait,
what's
hold
going
on a second. All right.
The most professional, unprofessional
Here
show
we go.
On the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
Milk. They say it's pure, organic, and totally natural. And if at this point you find yourself asking why or thinking it must be a publicity stunt, we sent Matt Cook to find out.
It's described as a radical new ice cream. The crucial ingredient, human breast milk, donated by a woman from Leeds. It's already causing a stir.
No, thank you. I think it's a bit of a yuck factor, isn't it? Sorry, the thought of it makes me feel quite ill.
If it can be done, why not? There's enough of it, isn't there?
It's called Baby Gaga, and from tomorrow it will be sold by the scoop by this impersonator. Her real name's Martina. The man behind the idea says it's not just a gimmick.
It's something we give to our kids. My three boys have all been raised on breast milk. It's the most natural, beautiful thing in the world. Mm. It's beautiful, it's organic, it's free range.
Is that
totally
the guy
natural.
Who owns
Good
it?
My kids.
He looks like
Good
a...
Yeah.
Like a...
The breast milk used is
like a mix of like
now 15
Boy George
to donate,
and
yeah,
like it.
Rock star kind of.
Yeah.
A bit different to normal ice cream, I'd say.
Oh, she's
more
tasting
greeny.
It?
It's fresh, it's green.
It's not last time I tasted your breast milk, it was bitterer than that.
Yeah,
but
no, the difference. No. Like it's actually sweeter, isn't it?
Probably be a little bit off if I knew that, you know, that was in it, and that was clear when I was buying it. So you can finish it if you want.
Finally,
he gave it to that guy.
Let's
give it a go then. Human breast milk ice cream. It actually tastes like normal ice cream. Just the sight of a rusk reminds you that actually it's not normal ice cream.
What's a rusk?
But at 15
I don't know,
that
must be
some
scoop, British.
This ice cream may leave a bitter aftertaste. Matt Cook, BBC London News.
Oh, dear.
That's
well,
interesting.
How disappointing that it tastes like normal ice cream.
You want it to be like something different.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like either amazing or like disgusting.
I don't know how I feel about this ice cream.
I don't want it.
It sort of skeezes me out a little bit.
It skeezes me out too? I don't think so. No thanks. I pass
yeah,
it away.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't go for it.
Something about it. I don't know.
Hey, you remember, was it last month that we had the snakes on the train?
Yes. Oh, no.
Well, it comes up in the story again.
The same snake?
Yeah, well, this is a... the Massachusetts trans officials are charging her a big cleaning bill for the snake being on the train.
The snake made a mess?
Well, I guess a lot of people were worried about the snake being on there, and they wrote a lot of complaints.
Uh-huh.
So transit officials...
Leo's looking right at me.
...want Melissa Morehouse, the owner of the snake, to pay $650 to cover a cost of disinfecting and sanitizing the red line train to protect passengers from germs such as salmonella that the boa constrictor may have left, named Penelope. Remember, her name was Penelope.
Snakes have, like, germs and stuff?
I guess.
They look kind of clean, don't they?
Clean like a snake.
Yeah, don't they look clean? When you look at a snake, they look clean, like, right? You know, they don't
clean
look like they
shiny.
Have, like... Yeah, they look all shiny and clean.
Anyways, that's what's happening in Boston again.
I feel like a snake is butt clean. I don't know.
I don't know. Like a cat.
Yeah, like clean.
I guess she's going to have
Even
to pay more attention.
Even cleaner than a cat. There's no fur.
That's true.
It's just scales. It looks clean.
I don't know. I guess people freaked out and they got all kinds of emails.
People are... We were just talking about snakes last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I was telling my husband that I was afraid of spiders, and I asked him if he was afraid of snakes, and he said yes. And I
he doesn't like snakes?
He doesn't like snakes, and I told him that I wasn't really afraid of snakes. I think snakes are kind of cool. But I think a snake is clean. E. coli? Did they say,
I don't know.
No, he said salmonella.
That's what they say. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been on the train for a long time.
I think a snake, clean.
Clean as a snake.
That should be the new euphemism.
I don't know. It's that you know. It sounds like a lot of money though. $650. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, just to fork that out.
Yeah, I wonder what that's for.
They're probably like
the labor and the bleach.
Just spraying down the whole train, I guess. I don't know.
That's
stupid. Couldn't have gone that far. I couldn't have like went to other cars. I don't think.
I don't know. It's a snake. I'm still
$650. I don't know.
I'm still stuck on a snake is clean. I don't.
Clean as a snake. Going to be in the new thing.
I don't know. I just can't get behind the fact that a snake would be dirty and germ-filled. I mean, maybe I'd be more concerned about a lizard or something,
yeah.
Another reptile.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't they leave that trail behind?
They don't even have any feet. It's clean.
That's true. No feet.
No
stinky feet.
Yeah, no stinky feet.
I don't know.
No claws. No nothing.
I don't know.
No arms. No feathers.
Yeah, feathers.
No fur. Clean.
Huh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If you think a snake is dirty, call in.
Yeah, let us know what you think about the snake.
If someone calls in, I will be genuinely surprised.
Or if you want boob ice cream.
we don't have any of that. If you want boob ice cream, go overseas.
Tell us what you think of that.
If you're overseas and have had it.
Both people listening. Let us know.
Julie and Tom.
I don't know. All right, we got a couple more here. Yeah, Girl Scouts feared being arrested for selling Girl Scout cookies.
What?
This is outside of Atlanta. They were selling Girl Scout cookies at a strip mall on Wednesday when a police officer asked them if they had a permit for selling the cookies.
You have to have a permit to sell Girl Scout cookies?
Apparently, I don't know. Maybe it's different in Georgia? I don't know. So they were asked to close up shop and leave. I guess a lot of the Girl Scouts were worried that they were going to be taken in and arrested. The city police chief and mayor spoke about this issue.
What an ad hat!
And they said it was just a misunderstanding. The troop now has permits to sell cookies, and to smooth things over, the city is offering the Girl Scouts a pizza party.
Lame. A pizza party?
I guess so. They're sorry. That's what's happening.
Do you think they're going to go to the combination Pizza Hut, Taco Bell? To have the pizza party?
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
I love this song.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. I'm at the
combination
Pizza Hut.
What? Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's
really great.
I've been to a combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
I
have. It's amazing.
I didn't know that those two mixed. I know there's like KFC and... Wait, is it KFC? What is KFC with? Is it Taco Bell?
KFC sometimes also with Taco Bell.
Scandalous.
It's really scandalous. You know what else is kind of weird? Sometimes I've seen like a D'Angelo and a combination something else. It might also be Pizza Hut.
Really?
Pizza Hut is promiscuous.
That's really weird.
And also it's Taco Bell is also promiscuous, mixing with all kinds of other fast food restaurants.
Yeah. I don't know how... It always skeezes me out a little bit.
What, the mix?
It seems like they're even less of a place now when they combine for some reason.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's both.
I've been to a mix and it freaked me out. Because I got like... I'm like, I want fried chicken, but you're also making tacos?
And you can get a pizza.
Maybe that's why we're skeeved out by Burrito's Pizzeria.
That's what it is. Oh my gosh, that place...
They're making...
Seems my meme.
Tacos and burritos, but they're also making pizzas and calzones.
Right. Now, I don't want to get...
But there's more than one. So
there
must,
is more than one. I think there's
hit.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Well, the one good thing they got going for them is that you can get Mexican delivered.
Delivered.
I mean, that never happens.
If they
you can
deliver
get a burrito
the,
delivered. That's
if
great.
If they deliver the food that you actually order.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bastards.
We had a combination burrito pizza incident a couple weeks ago.
A fail, actually, is what it was.
It was a fail. I had to go over there and get my damn nachos. But you know what? I have gone to the establishment twice since our incident, and it's been okay.
It's been okay.
Yeah, but I actually went.
The food's not bad.
The food's really not bad.
The
veggie taco I had was very tasty.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks fresh. It
was very fresh and tasty.
They just can't figure it out sometimes.
I don't know if I would do a pizza there. No.
I don't know.
Tacos. I mean, why do I want pizza?
I wonder if they have a taco pizza.
Huh.
Taco pizza.
I wonder if they do. I bet they do. We could look it up in the next break.
Nacho pizza.
Nacho pizza. Who pizza? Nacho pizza!
And to continue with the Girl Scout cookies, there's a domestic dispute over Thin Mints. This
well,
comes
thin
to us
mints
in Florida.
Are ridiculous. They're the best.
Yeah, you can understand a fight would break out. Police say a brawl between two roommates over the Girl Scout cookies led to an assault charge against one of them.
And it's in Florida?
This is Florida. Naples. They argued. One of the roommates was chasing the other around with scissors.
What? What?
Then hitting her.
What happened?
I guess she was stealing her Thin Mints. I guess they were considered her Thin Mints, and then she saw her roommate having them. She was hitting her with a board. I don't know what board. And then repeatedly with a sign. I don't know what the sign is. I wish they said what the sign was.
The sign said, Nacho Thin Mints. stupid.
Police say the roommate's husband tried to separate them, and that's what's happening in Florida.
Okay, you just said the magic word, roommate's husband.
Yeah, isn't, I want to point that out. You're married and you have a roommate.
Yeah.
That's a little trifling, right?
No, Ben.
It's really rough.
No, Ben.
I guess she was charged with a deadly weapon.
With a board that said Thin Mint? With what?
With scissors.
Oh, scissors.
And was released Monday on $10,000 bail.
$10,000?
Over a dispute of Thin Mints.
Well, Thin Mints are ridiculous.
They're
you
really good.
Protect them.
Imagine how many cookies
put
you could
the
buy
freezer,
with that.
Amazing.
Someone had to pay $10,000 to get her out.
Well, I mean, it's worth it. You got
Jeez.
Thin Mints. I mean, you can't be having people steal your Thin Mints.
Right.
You put them in the freezer, they're phenomenal.
Wow.
They are. They're good.
They are really good. Yeah, I
also love
them.
The Samoas.
Oh.
Which are known in some places as Caramel Delight.
Samoans?
Yeah. No, Samoas, not Samoans.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I'm like, this is not a cookie.
Not from the Humpty Dance.
Whoops.
TikTok. Get up. Stop.
All right, I've got...
And
go ahead.
But I also love... I love the lemon...
Good.
The lemon shortbread.
Oh,
ones.
Those are really good. Are those
so
new?
Good. Yeah, I think they're newer. And I love the old the trefoils. Love
what?
Those.
What
the,
are those?
The little shortbread butter ones. The little plain ones that look
okay.
like they have the Girl Scout logo. They're shaped like the Girl Scout logo. They're,
yeah.
Those are good.
Those are okay.
Those are just okay.
And the Samoan ones? Are those the ones with the chocolate?
This is the Coke the
round
the coconut.
The round with a hole in the middle?
Yeah, yeah, the hole and the fudge, the
like
coconut.
Yoshi's cookie.
It is like Yoshi's cookie. I wish I had Yoshi's cookies music.
That would be fun.
And I also love there's a newer one that's like, you know those Keebler like fudge circle things with a little fudge, they like dip the bottom in
yes.
the fudge. They make Girl Scout cookie version
those
of those
forever.
Now.
Those are good.
Those are so good.
Is that that's not the graham cracker? What is that?
No, but it's like Keebler fudge. I don't know.
Damn, where are the cookies at?
Those are so
I don't have any cookies.
Good. Damn, we need cookies. We need cookies here. So bring us cookies. But those are my favorite Girl Scout cookies.
Those are really good.
Yeah, Thin Mints and those Caramel Delight or Samoas as
Samoans.
They're properly referred to.
Yeah, those are good.
Yum yum. Do you have another story, or are we taking a commercial?
I do. I have...
Yummy.
I do have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
This one comes to us from Brazil. Thank you. A woman finds a gator behind the couch after a flood. She saw her young boy doing something behind the couch, and he was actually petting the head of a 5-foot-long alligator.
He was petting the head of the gator?
Yeah. She snatched the boy up immediately and then called the fire department.
Oh, my God.
They said that if the alligator was hungry, the boy could have been seriously hurt or even killed.
Oh, he'd have been lunch for that
yeah.
gator.
But I guess he was pretty mellow.
Wow.
He was hanging out behind the couch.
So the gator came in after the flood?
Yep, and then firefighters trapped the gator.
It's like freaking Noah's Ark down there.
And took it by a nearby environmental preserve. Where they set it free.
Oh, they set it free?
Yeah.
I guess. What are you going to do?
And that's what's happening in Brazil.
Huh. Well, if I saw a gator in my house, I'd guarantee one of the cats would be gone.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's an easy target, a cat.
Athena would probably be fighting it.
I think Athena would be in the belly of the gator. Because she's not that smart. Even though she's feisty.
She is feisty.
She'd be fighting the gator, and then the gator would chop her down. And it'd be bad. He wouldn't get Paddington.
No, too big.
He'd be afraid.
too
high.
Too big.
Yeah, too, and also
too
maybe
big
too
and,
big to get down.
Too big and orange.
Oh, Paddington.
And that is my weird news.
Wow. That's fabulous. Good job on the weird news this week.
Thank you very much.
Love the breast milk ice cream story. It's
yeah,
gross.
That's really interesting, right? Pretty crazy.
Interesting. Well, we got all kinds of gross stories coming up.
All right.
Because Kathy Lee's eating dog food.
Ew.
Yep.
Rough.
Yep. After the break.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Hi there. Are you a large person, pleasantly plump, a little on the hefty side perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat? When you go jogging, do you leave potholes? When you make love, do you have to give directions? At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts? Do you look at a menu and say, okay? Well, now you can eat all you want, because at Thornton Melon's tall and fat stores, we've got you covered. That's right, fine woolen. And woolen blends suits and sport coats in all the larger sizes. Husky, stout, extra stout, and the new Hindenburg line. And for you ladies, we have caftans, muumuus, and our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns. Yes, we have miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Melon. If you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people.
Thornton Melon's tall and fat, 150 locations across America.
Lou, did you see the new spot?
Yeah, I seen it.
Do I look fat in it?
You could lose a couple of pounds.
I gotta get bigger actors.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Derek and Kay Show.
I'm at Amanda's wedding in a trunk on Collins Street. I'm looking at a bridesmaid and she's looking back at me. When the song was sent back, she wiped her lips. I'm back to the hotel and if it goes well, think of on a shift. She says,
hey, yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show.
What is this?
This is the Rubber Bandit. Horse Outside. Have you heard this?
No, what is this?
This is a great song. This is like one of my new favorite songs.
Check
this out. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to point out that this is the second week in a row that we've had a song with an F word in it.
That is true, yeah. I don't know, sometimes it happens. The music director, I guess.
You can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derrickandkate.blogspot.com. There's a video there for your viewing pleasure. Contact us on the show live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you don't have a cell phone. Follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. Become a fan on Facebook and subscribe on iTunes. Listen to any of our old shows any time of day, anywhere.
Nice.
On your smartphone, on your iPod, on your browser, anywhere. There's even one person listening on Winamp. Is that even still operating?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think it's got a pretty good following now. I forgot about it. Yeah, everyone was into it like, was it like 10 years ago?
Oh, my God, like in 1993 or something.
Actually,
not 1993, but like 2000.
I've been actually considering checking that out.
Really?
Yeah.
Winamp?
It's looking pretty good. I don't know.
But you got Apple. What are you doing?
I got one each.
Oh, you got Windows over there.
Sure.
I have zippy Windows anymore.
Oh.
Wait, do I have anything that's Microsoft right now?
I don't know.
Microsoft Windows operation? No.
No.
I have WebOS.
Good. Yeah.
Phone.
Yeah.
And I have an Apple computer and an iPod Touch.
There you go.
And then this. Who knows what this is?
Yeah,
a little
probably
recorder.
Some little thing there.
Some little.
Yeah.
Some little dealio in here. Anyway, are you ready for the fabulous entertainment news of the week?
All right.
I mean, we got a lot going on. I mean, it's really...
Yeah, I've heard some of this. Oh, my gosh.
It's a little ridiculous. And I feel really bad, but I think that the end of Two and a Half Men is on its way.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because I actually really, 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 really like that show.
It's got a huge following.
It's super funny.
He's one of the biggest paid TV actors. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. He can sneeze and make $30,000.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's got a huge following.
Yeah. But Charlie Sheen is slowly imploding and going crazy.
Yeah.
And he was on the radio earlier this week? I don't even remember when it was. But anyway, he's just going crazy. He really is.
Yeah.
Here is... Well, let's just play it. And first of all, when they come on, they have their like crazy radio shtick. It's so cheesy.
All the radio shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
God,
it's terrible. I don't know who this donk is. But
Yeah,
it's totally like that. I hate him. Here he is.
Almighty, almighty! This is PBR Street Gang. Do you copy? Over.
PBR Street Gang. This is Almighty, almighty. I copy. Over.
First of all,
that's great. I love that.
It's freaking 11 seconds into the clip.
Seriously?
PBR Street Gang.
That's what they do?
That's what they do.
So cheesy.
I mean, when someone calls our show, we don't get, hey, it's Derek and Kay Show, you copy. All right, I got to hear it again. It's really, it's awful.
Yeah, it's really.
Almighty, almighty, this is PBR Street Gang. Do you copy? Over.
PBR Street Gang, this is almighty, almighty, I copy, over.
Well, Charlie Sheen's playing into this stupid shtick.
Well, Charlie Sheen, you haven't been back with us since about a year and a few months ago with your message to President Obama, your 20 minutes with the president that we just re-aired before you joined us. It's great to have you, Charlie. What's your take?
It's still topical. It's a timeless message.
It's a
timeless message. It's still right there in the fold.
Well, it certainly is. What's your message to President Obama refusing to answer the bullet points that you put down in that key document of the questions surrounding the tragic attacks of 9/11?
Well, I would say to B.O., like how much faith can I possibly have in you to run this entire country when 20 questions from a high school dropout sitcom actor appear to be too much to handle for you and your staff? It's like you've had almost 2 years to deal with this. I wrote them in 1 hour.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
First of all,
does President Obama really care about what effing Charlie Sheen has to say about
anything?
I mean, come on.
Probably doesn't even know what the show is.
Yeah. Can you turn my cans up just a little bit, too?
Yeah.
Or maybe a lot. I don't know. Anyway, I mean, it's the president. He doesn't have time to deal with effing Charlie Sheen, who's basically a peon.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't care about what he has to say about the government.
No.
And he's a 9/11 conspiracist now.
Oh, he's one of those people.
Yeah, he's one of those people.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing.
Freak. Anyway, here's more. He's going crazy. I'm fast-forwarding it to 4 minutes into the, I don't know.
Didn't make the rules. Oops.
Well, Charlie, I've known you for six and a half
Wait,
years
let's rewind
or so.
A little bit, sorry.
A part of our crew, and this, let me just say this. This is all I'm going to say about it is that where there were four, there are now three, but my Brook, and good luck in your travels. You're going to need it badly. So
Brook did go along with you, but she's not there now.
No, she's not there now, and we are, and I don't know, winning anyone?
I think he's talking about chicks.
What's he talking about?
Rhymes with winning.
I think
anyone?
He's talking about
chicks. That'll be us. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops.
Well, Charlie, I've known you for six and a half years or so, and I knew
buddy.
You were completely clean, and then I've known you since. But the point is now, I've never seen you, when I was out at your house and talking on the phone, so energized as you are now. I mean, you're on fire, as Nails told the news yesterday. I mean, I agree with that description.
Well, I think it was Nails that said, and I was really, really flattered because he got it right, that I'm not, you know, he might be Nails, but I'm freaking bayonets, you know. I am battle-tested bayonets, bro, and I'm tired. I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second, and I'm not perfect and bitching and just delivering the goods at every freaking turn because
look
what I'm dealing
insane.
With, man. I'm
yeah,
dealing
he
with
sounds
fools,
totally crazy.
Trolls, you know,
actually,
dealing
both
with soft
crazy.
Targets, and it's just... You know, it's just strafing runs in my underwear before my first cup of coffee because I don't have time for these clowns.
What?
I don't have time for their judgment and their stupidity. And, you know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children and just look at their loser lives. And then they look at me and they say, I can't process it. Well, no, and you never will. Stop trying. Just sit back and enjoy the show. You know?
Wow, I am speechless. Later, we're going to get into Apocalypse Now.
He's insane. He's lost his mind.
What is he even talking about? I couldn't even follow.
I'm not even really sure.
I'm not, yeah.
I mean, part of me thinks he's talking about the executives over at CVS.
Yeah, I know he talked about, what's his name? There's
Chuck Lorre.
Yeah,
he called him Haim Lorre, right. Like something.
That was like
by a little anti-Semitic
mm-hmm.
remark. Nice.
I feel like that was the best thing that
nice.
Got,
I like
got people going.
A little further down here somewhere.
Yeah.
Something that matters. But you can't focus on things that matter if all you've been is asleep for 40 years. Funny how sleep rhymes with sheep, you know? Anyway, we're getting off topic.
No, Charlie,
we don't even have a topic because we don't care anymore, Alex. We don't care.
Is it fair
about this work thing, bro? Let's get to the work business because there's been a lot of speculation, a lot of rumors.
Oh, here we go.
Imagine that with the media.
Here we go.
Well, sure. Let's go over that because when I was there 2 weeks ago at your house, you looked great, totally clean. You were working out super hard. I went and worked out with you at that private gym.
Buddy, isn't it?
I mean, they put
sounds
you through
like
an incredible workout. You know, you're there exercising in the pool later, and you're saying, "Look, I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to go right now." And then they add the lie that, "Oh, you don't have a hernia." Well, you know what? I've seen your hernia.
Right.
I've got the same hernia in my belly button.
Oh,
and
we don't need to know
all
that.
And your hernia was hurt, but again, you don't want to defend yourself on that and you know, tell folks the truth about it. But the point is that it seems like there's some people in your life that are trying to demonize you. They're doing these vanity cards, talking about how they're going to outlive you. It seems pretty darn aggressive.
Yeah, I didn't care about that vanity card. In fact, I went straight on with that one and just dispelled that. And that was actually, you know, one of the few compliments that clown has paid me in freaking almost a decade. But I'm excited to get back to work. And not to completely discount what you just talked about. It's just if I bring up these turds, these little homunculus losers, there's no reason to then, you know, bring them back into the fold because I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero. They have that night, and I will forget about them as the last image of them exits my beautiful home. And and they will get out there and they will sell me, and then they will lose. And they will lose the rest of their lives as they think about me and my life the rest of their life. So it's just there's no. It's, again, bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
But you're winning.
You think winning
right now?
Well, yeah, but Alex, I got to tell you, man, and, you know, I'm tired of being told, like, oh, you can't talk about that, you can't talk about that. Bull, S-H-I-T. Let me just say this. It's nothing this side of deplorable that a certain Haim Levine, yeah, that's Chuck's real name, mistook this rock star for his own selfish exit strategy, bro. Check it, Alex. I embarrassed him in front of his children and the world by healing at a pace that his unevolved mind cannot process. Okay, last I checked, Haim, I've spent, I think, close to the last decade, I don't know, effortlessly and magically converting your tin cans into pure gold. And the gratitude I get in this... Is this charlatan chose not to do his job, which is to write. Clearly someone who believes he is above the law. Well, you've been warned, dude. Bring it.
Okay. Now, if you were like Chuck Lorre,
yeah,
what would you do? Because he's, okay, admittedly, he's a moneymaker. Like,
oh,
he's
yeah.
making
oh, yeah.
millions of dollars
yeah,
off of
deal.
Charlie Sheen's alleged talent.
Right.
He's just going on the show and being himself, frankly.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Yeah, everyone's talking about that.
Like, what do you do, though, if you're Chuck Lorre?
Yeah,
you, like,
you can't. I
mean, this is your,
broadcasted.
Like...
Broadcasted.
Yeah, he, like, embarrassed you on the radio, but this is your, like... This is your golden ticket who's, like, humiliating you on radio.
Right, you're getting stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you're making it, really.
What do you do?
I mean, that's a huge part of it. I think...
He's insane.
He's totally insane. I think... that last clip that we heard is probably the reason why it all went down.
I think so.
And the networks were dropping him out.
He like threw down the gauntlet with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
What's his problem?
<It's> pretty silly.
What's his problem?
He sounds totally insane.
He's totally insane. That's
yeah.
got to be the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's move on to some other
Great.
Stuff we got here. We got Ciara and Rihanna in a Twitter feud. I love these Twitter feuds.
The back and forth.
Yeah, the back and forth.
So good.
This is how it started, anyway.
And this is just too much for me.
I ran into her recently at a party, and she wasn't the nicest. And it's
Ciara.
Crazy because I've always loved and respect what she's done with fashion. And I've ran into her, you know, before. But this time, it was just really, wasn't the most pleasant run-in. So,
a bitch.
Next. Oh. You are crazy. This is something that I would get
The reaction from Rihanna for that TV clip was, "My bad, C. Did I forget to tip you?" And hashtags, how rude of me. And then Ciara tweeted back, "You gangsta, huh? Ha." Huh. And then Rihanna tweeted back, "Good luck with booking that stage you speak of." I think it's really nasty.
Wow.
And then she tweeted, I think she, eventually she like tweeted an apology, said, Ciara, baby, I love you, girl. You hurt my feelings real bad on TV. I'm heartbroken. That's why I retaliated this way. So sorry. Let's make up. And then Ciara retweeted, you know it's always been love since day one. Doing shows and everything. You threw me off with that party. Apology accepted. Let's chat in person. But then afterwards, she says, pure comedy. Trust me, Brianna, you don't want to see me on or off the stage.
Wow.
Cat fight.
Yeah.
Love the Twitter fight.
Why? I don't understand why they are why they are putting them. why do you do that, like, Twitter? Like, that's like something that sounds like something you would text, and now everyone reads it.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know.
It's totally insane.
Maybe because they get, like, support of their fans. Maybe it's like, you know.
They get all riled up.
Yeah, they get all riled up. Maybe they like to fight. I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know. There's also a great new tweet from Kanye West.
Oh, his were great.
That says, an abortion can cost a bottom and up to 50 G's, maybe 100. Gold digging bitches be getting pregnant on purpose. Shape up, strap up my ends.
What?
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
Wait. I don't think 50 to 100,000?
Yeah,
for an
abortion?
What are you talking about? I don't know. That's the part that can...
I didn't think that they were that expensive. Oh, my goodness.
Some places, sometimes you can get a 2-for-1.
Oh, no. Anyway, Kelsey Grammer married Katie Walsh on Friday at the Bocage Fall stage where they fell in love.
Oh.
They had a 4-foot Sylvia Weinstock wedding cake, and they had their reception at the Plaza Ballroom where they had lobster prawns and short ribs.
That sounds like a weird mix.
Doesn't it? Well, they're weird.
Short
Kelsey Grammer, he screwed over Camille Grammer. But now he's eating short ribs and lobster and prawns.
What is that last thing? What are those? I don't know.
Prawns?
Yeah.
They're like big-ass shrimp.
Oh.
Big-ass shrimp.
I've never seen those.
They're like giant shrimp.
Okay.
They look like they could eat you.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Oscars are tonight.
Oh, boy.
That's my news.
I'm not really tuning in.
You're not?
I don't think so.
I mean, I wish I could tune in. Why do I have rehearsal? That seems wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I want to know who wins. I just saw the Social Network last week.
Oh, did you? How was it?
It was really good.
I would like to see it, I think.
I mean, everyone's completely obsessed with Facebook.
Yeah.
But it makes Mark Zuckerberg look like a tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of those things aren't necessarily completely accurate.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was a good movie, though.
Cool.
Michael Douglas curses out the paparazzi after they punch his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, in London after they were in a... They were there for to receive an honor for her achievements, and it's an exclusive video on Entertainment Tonight's website. But we have the audio from it.
Oh.
So they're pulling up. They get out of the car. Listen to the cameras when they step out of the car. Listen to the flashes.
Whoa.
It sounds like a waterfall, doesn't it?
That's crazy.
Oh, now she gets bitter.
Hey.
Now Michael Douglas gets bitter.
Do you know which one it was?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he wasn't on him.
Which one was it?
You asshole.
It was so late.
Everyone stop.
It was all of you. Get out.
I won't even hate you with you.
Had your pictures. Get out.
I never want to be famous. Never. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think anyone punched Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
A little bit of a drama queen, but I mean, I don't
punch
know.
Me.
Michael Douglas is a hero. He had cancer.
Yeah.
But now he's like stepping up to the plate. I like it. Kathy Lee's dog food this week. Here it is.
This is dog food, okay? But here's the thing. According to the people who make this dog food, it's fit for humans because they've made it in such a way that people can eat it. Now, I see a napkin.
Why would people want to?
But I don't know. I see forks and a knife and a napkin.
And I see red wine.
I'm not eating it because I don't like dog food.
This is why God made Jerry.
Look at the texture. Jerry, will you try it? No.
Jerry said no. Jerry, do you want to try the meatloaf?
Meatloaf in a can.
I'm not trying it, but you will. Brian, come on over, Brian. Brian, you want to try a bite? No?
Completely, completely
edible. Brian, snake.
All right, I will.
For anything.
You will?
I will. What the
get
heck?
In.
Here. Here's a piece.
No, I will make my own
piece.
No,
please. Take this.
No,
right?
Get in it.
No,
get then
in
you
it.
Eat it too.
No.
Oh, no.
I don't
want it.
I take my own bite.
No.
And then she eats it.
Wait, let it be.
Go. What was it? How was it?
Not bad. No more.
You said it's not bad.
Is it nasty?
Now it's bad. All right, it's got rolled oats in it. It's $12 for 24 ounces. They just want to show you that it's... I'm going to take it home and try it on my puppies. If they don't eat it, I'm gonna be sick.
What dog food is
expensive.
$12 for 24 ounces.
That sounds really expensive.
That is expensive.
Wait, how much is a can? Isn't a can like 16?
It depends.
So like,
I don't know.
Like
I've never
a
bought
sized can.
I've never bought a can of dog food.
That's expensive.
You have, right?
Yeah, by accident.
You were so excited.
So excited! I thought we had a cat at home. I rushed out to get some cat food. I bought dog food.
Oh, we didn't talk about your cat.
Oh, that's right.
You have a new kitty cat.
There is a new kitty cat.
Yeah.
It's really exciting. His
name is Sam.
And he looks a lot like Leo.
And then he's in the bathroom.
But he's stuck in the bathroom.
Because you have a loft. You don't have to. You
That's
can't
right.
lock him in another room. It's so sad.
But it's going well. I have to switch the cats out and do all that stuff.
Aww. So when do you think you'll introduce them? Is the show over? I didn't know.
No, I don't. I just wanted to play that one clip.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe we were ending.
It was Offspring. So. Got to keep them separated.
Oh yeah, I got to keep them separated. That's right.
Yeah, right. No, it's going well.
I got two more clips.
All right.
I got Joan Rivers blasting Jen Aniston.
If you could do something
Joan Rivers,
for anyone,
on U.S. Weekly Internet Show.
I would just like to take Jennifer Aniston and put her hair over her f***ing face. I am so bored with her and her stupid movies. They're all the same. I don't know how they get financed.
That's great.
Wow.
And then to end, we got Cameron Diaz loving porn.
Do you like dirty movies?
Pornographic movies?
Yes, pornographic movies.
I love porn.
You do?
Wow.
I'm going to get ready for it, so you want to just get along. Let's just focus on that, if we could. Hotels?
Hotels. I love. You know what I love about hotels? How discreet they are.
Are they?
No, I love that. They always give you that little thing at the bottom. Your room will be, you know, charged the same as any other room. No titles will be used. They all cost the same amount.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I have
great.
A friend who used to like to watch the like free 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he would like unplug the thing and plug it back in, and
your
then
friend?
They charged
your
him
friend.
For it.
Do you have you ever watched porn in a hotel room?
No.
Neither have I.
That sounds
sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard something.
Why would you?
That they're starting to lose some money because of internet stuff. Maybe people are just coming in with like laptops and using the internet for all.
Yeah.
That
why
stuff.
Bother that to like
yeah,
order porn
need,
when you
like,
got free porn all over the internet?
Pay for yeah.
Yeah.
I
if you
know.
Pay for porn, I think you're a donk.
That's right.
You can get it free anywhere.
That's true.
Sometimes not even when you. Sometimes you don't even have to ask for it. It's send it in your email. Hey, porn.
That's right.
Yeah.
And sometimes when it's least expected.
Right.
Oh my god.
Oh my god! Don't click on
that's
that.
That's not my email.
Then you get into the window of hell. You ever had that experience?
Oh,
your windows just keep opening.
It's really bad. Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's kind of funny. I saw that happen to someone at work once.
You did.
And it was really, because it was like, there's seriously something wrong with the computer. It wasn't like they're looking into it.
Yeah, it puts like a virus into your, like a Trojan horse, like craziness into the computer.
Yeah, someone's like, I'm just looking up like, you know, like muffin recipes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some search terms can get you into trouble, like muffin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you got some of that action. It's pretty crazy.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we better end the show.
It's about that time.
I think we'll be back at the next week at the normal time, right?
Our regularly scheduled time.
Regularly scheduled time, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
6 p.m.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a special
Eastern
guest in.
Standard
I don't
time.
Know.
That would be good. We're due for one, probably.
I think we are definitely due for a visit from Blansky.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be good.
Yeah. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah. I think we definitely have to get on that. Anyway, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week.
Thank you both for listening.
But thank you, everyone, for she stepped
there
on my
go,
plug. Yeah. Thanks for all of the downloads this month.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
1,300 is quite a bit. And
that's awesome.
It's the most we've ever had. So we really appreciate all the support from
keep
all of you
guys. Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Please do.
I hope this was good this week.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we got to go.
All
see
right.
you guys next week.
Catch you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Is the Darrington Pace Show.